Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, welcome back to the Beast Podcast. It is your host, Deshaun Beasley, on Instagram at coach_Beast. Go ahead and give the podcast a follow at Beast Podcast. Dropping some fire quotes. Shout out to Alexandria. She's the one who makes up all the podcast quotes. They're fire. Shout out to Nikki, who pulls the podcast quotes. Fire. Shout out to the whole Beast basketball team. Fire. I didn't get to the three things I'm grateful for segment, but those are definitely three things. I guess I'll have to find another three things. On today's show, we're going to talk about a perception shift that once you make, the rest of your life will be easier. It's a bold statement, but I really firmly believe this. Three things I'm grateful for: that morning cup of Joe. I'm also grateful for Dr. Eric Thomas. Man, it's so crazy how somebody could be your mentor over the internet just by watching their videos on YouTube. Man, that guy inspires me every day to keep pushing. And I'm also grateful for the ability to move my body. I'm actually about to go into a hot yoga class. It's great for my body, but also my mind and spirit. But yeah, those are three things I'm grateful for. Like I said, talking about a perception shift. And the perception shift is from doing something because you have to do it and doing something because you get to do it. I'll say it again. Doing something because you have to do it, or doing something because you get to do it. And I kind of explain what I mean. So when you talk about, like, I got to do something because I have to do it. That means, you know, when you phrase it like that, and when you're living through that perception, you're going into it as in, like, yo, I'm just trying to do it just to get by. Like, I have to do it. Meaning, like, there is no other alternative. I didn't even have a choice to begin with. I'm doing it against my will. Right, when you go into things into that perception, right, that's the level of death you're going to go into whatever task that it is. So if you're going into it like, oh, I got to do this, like, you're going to go into it like low energy. You know, you're going to, I mean, I'm not saying you won't achieve the task, but you won't, you may not get that reward. You may not get that feeling that you get when you're doing something that you're passionate about, right? And that's what happens when you use that terminology. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. It sounds like a chore, right? And if it sounds like a chore, usually chores are something that you're told to do, that you have to do just to make sure, you know, things go smoothly, right? Which ends up, it becomes a grind, literally, right? But when you phrase it as I get to, now think about the frame of reference that you're going into when you say it like that. I get to clean my room, for example, of the chores, right? Like, there's a level of gratitude, there's a level of humility that you're going into that task with, because you've already framed your mind like, wow, like, I get to clean my room. Like, because I have a room, I get to clean it. You know what I mean? And that frame of mind leads to a more intrinsic reward when that task does get completed. And I give you an example, a real life example. You know, I've been like overworking myself, spreading myself too thin, trying to, you know, do 1,000 things at once, running nowhere fast. And that's how I would always frame things. Like, you know, I'm in the process of editing a book. It's already written. I'm just editing it. I'm like, man, I have to edit my book. I have to find somebody to help me publish it. I have to, you know, there's this course I'm creating, you know, for high school athletes and middle school athletes who, you know, want to learn about the recruiting process. And I'm like, oh, I have to create a PowerPoint and I have to present this like in front of a camera and I have to find somebody to edit it, or I have to, you know, and when I was saying it and whenever I said it, like I would always feel like an energy dump. Like I would feel the energy drain away from me because it's doing something. And I'm one of those people that I'm not a fan of authority. Like I'm not a fan of somebody telling me I have to do something. Like if somebody asked me to do something, that's a different story. But if somebody tells me to do something, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't respond well to that. That's something I'm learning how to do. You know, because there are times where somebody, where people do have to tell you what to do, right? Because you may not know what to do, or because you've been doing it wrong for, you know, a certain number of time, or whatever the case may be. But that's a whole nother story, a whole nother podcast, right? So, like I said, when I would tell myself, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, that's the frame of reference that I would go into it with. But, you know, I was listening to, and I referenced it on the previous podcast, Inky Johnson had said, you have to go into things as if, you know, I get to do this. I have the, I'm, you know, I have the capability to do this. You know, and that frame of mind comes with, like I said, a level of gratitude, a level of gratefulness. And when I started to frame these tasks that I mentioned before, you know, like these recruiting courses and this book, you know, it became like a, like I kind of felt an energy rush, like, damn, like I really do get to write a book. Like I really do get to share my story with other people so they can, you know, help them get through their rough spots in life. Like, dang, I really do get to share, you know, my recruiting journey and how I was able to walk on to two different schools and how I was able to create my own opportunities overseas. Like, that's a blessing to be able to share, right? Like, and to close it up, we'll keep it short and sweet because I hopefully we get the point. I'll give you some tangible steps towards the end, but you know, that's the big thing, like going to things like with the mindset, like I get to do this, like I get to spend time with my family. I get to go on vacation with my family. I get to, because there's people who don't have the ability to. And that's not to downplay what you have, right? You don't have to feel bad for what you have because somebody does not have. It's about being grateful for what you have with the knowing that other people don't have this. So because I do have this, this is something I have, this is something that God has blessed me with, and I need to carry about and work as such. So a couple of tangible steps to help you change that perception is, the first thing is, you know, if you're going into a task that you really don't want to do, or maybe somebody's telling you to do it, or you know it has to be done, but you're procrastinating with, like, really tap into, and maybe even ask yourself, like, why are you doing it, right? I always mention the why. The why is probably the most important. Why is probably the most important question out of the six Qs, five Qs. What is it? Who, what, when, where, why, how, six. I think why might be one of the most important, because if you don't know why you're doing something, you might know what you're doing. You might know who you're doing it with. You might know when you're doing it. You might know how it is done. But if you don't know why, there's a level of depth that you're missing. So really try to tap into why you're doing what you're doing, right? And the second step is, once you identify why you're doing it, really write out like the reasons why you're grateful that you get a chance to do this and the benefits that will come with doing such tasks, you know? Like I talked about in my book, you know, why am I doing it? Because I want to share my story, because there's things that I learned in my life that I wish somebody had told me before, which would have prevented me from being in the situations that I had been in, you know, and understanding that why, I'm like, wow, I'm really grateful that I can share this story, you know, because of that. So those are some actionable steps that you can take, right? Figure out what that why is, figure out why you're grateful and what the things you're grateful are about, about the task that you're going into, right? And then keep that same energy, keep that same, you know, that same energy going into completing the task, the thing, the goal, the event, the conversation, whatever it may be, right? Focus on the fact that you get to do it, not that you have to do it. All right, I'm Coach Beasley. Hopefully you got value from that on the Beast Podcast, bringing empowerment skills together. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a comment, rating and review. And we'll see you next week. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.